Hey everyone, hopefully your week is rocking. I know mine is. Every day is a great day. And I'll tell you, I am so excited about the future for Bitcoin for many reasons. And you know, some of them, it's just watching what's happening in El Salvador. And I know that I'm further away, I'm not down there every day, but watching and knowing a lot of people there and seeing how well it's been working out, it's inspiring and it makes me want to help businesses here potentially in the future adopt Bitcoin as well. And I'm just going to talk about what I've done in the past. So when I was in El Salvador, I would go teach the locals about how to use the wallets, how to transact, how to receive the basic stuff. And I was in a more Bitcoin friendly spot. Here, I go to farmers markets sometimes and I try to talk to merchants. Hey, you know, I don't want you guys to pay an interchange fee. Would you like to accept Bitcoin? I could pay you guys in Bitcoin. I've usually met the answer with a no, or I don't know how to, or, you know, it's not something I'm interested in. But I think a lot of them would be into it if they had the right toolkit or methodology to move forward with it. So, for example, people, especially me, I'd be hesitant to accept it from the aspect of the tax rules. So in this podcast, I'm going to really drill at the different challenges to the adoption and specifically go through them step by step and talk about what maybe could be done to really push back and provide those solutions to individuals. So with the tax rules, it was recently announced that the Financial Accounting Standards Board has conducted more oversight and kind of green light with the accounting standards. We know that Fortune 500s like MicroStrategy and many others are actually adopting it on their balance sheets. So we know there are tax rules in place where you can essentially conduct transactions in your treasury and have clear understanding of what to do. So that's something that I can definitely talk about is like, guys, I know that it could look challenging. And if you have a good accountant, these rules are made clear. But a lot of these businesses, the reasons they don't adopt is just because there is no turnkey starter kit. A lot of these businesses, honestly, they just want to focus on their niche or their product. Like, for example, they may want to focus on creating bracelets, or some of them want to focus on selling coffee or doing laser tag. They don't want to focus on transactions because at the end of the day, they just want a frictionless experience. They want to do their job, go home, and have a good life. They don't want to have to fiddle around with all this understanding of what to do and how to do it. There needs to be some sort of kit for them to be able to have that, to grease the skids and to let them hit their stride quickly with this new emerging technology. So there are so many questions that a lot of these business owners have, or just business associates. And, you know, there's a sea of resources out there. But it's easy to get down that wrong rabbit hole of, oh, Ethereum, Cardano, Hex, etc., when in reality, it really is just Bitcoin. So I think there needs to be kind of that strong distinction when kind of communicating to these businesses. But also, we need to talk about the Lightning Network and things like that. So, you know, a lot of these individuals, they may not know things like marketing, the tax implications, the technical, the regulatory implications. It's a lot of worrying stuff. I mean, I get it. Even when you're an individual hodler, like myself or many others, you get concerned sometimes because you see, oh, a ban's going to happen, or this wasn't passed, or X person owns 1% of the supply. And you start to worry, like, what does that mean? How does that impact me? At the end of the day, there's a lot of things that can create a lot of unnecessary FUD, and it can actually prevent people from adopting it because it doesn't look good, doesn't sound good. So I think another thing is cash on hand. I mean, a lot of these businesses, just looking at the farmers market, they need cash on hand to meet operating expenses. So, for example, I need to make payroll. I need to be able to purchase these goods. And I can't have the volatility drop 10, 20%. Because if it drops 10, 20%, there's someone that I may not be able to pay in full. So in the short term, you need cash on hand. But in the medium and long term, this would be a good treasury solution. So there are a lot of solutions to that. Some of them would be accepting in Bitcoin, but converting a set amount into cash to meet your day-to-day operational expenses, but then setting aside part of it into retained earnings or your treasury for a more medium to long-term solution. You know, another thing is with these businesses, you got to explain it like it's to a 2 to 3 year old, because if it's too complicated to explain it to a 2 to 3 or 5 year old, it's too complicated. It needs to be something that everyone gets in layman's terms. So, you know, it's interesting because I do think there are some limitations right now that actually limit the ability to kind of conduct these larger payments over Lightning. So, for example, it was when the fees got really high for the first time last year. I had a lot of money in a lot of Lightning wallets. I know that's not a good idea. Point is, I was moving payments around, but I really wanted to start to consolidate my UTXOs. And I was going about this process, and all of a sudden, I was trying to send 4 million Satoshis from Wallet of Satoshi to another wallet. And all of a sudden, it said, transaction failed, not enough liquidity. And I kept doing it and doing it, so I kept lowering it to like 3 million, 2.5, 2, 1.9. And I found like 1.6 million or something I was able to send. But to be honest, while that is a decent amount of money now, what if your business operates on maybe doing auto repairs, or you're selling cars or something like that? Are you going to wait to do that on layer one? Maybe you are. Or are you going to do it on layer two? And from layer two, you know, maybe you do a bunch of small transactions of like a million, 1.6 million Satoshis. So this was my experience with Wallet of Satoshi and a few others. But the point I'm trying to make is the Lightning Network, you can't have those errors when you're rolling it out to just normal businesses. If you want to send $10,000 or $8,000 over Lightning, you should be able to. We need to work towards improvements to improve that inbound and outbound liquidity. Overall, though, I do think that a lot of this is great so far with smaller transactions. It solved the coffee problem, guys. I mean, you could buy coffee with Bitcoin. You could buy, you know, vegetables from your farmer's market and a lot of farmer's markets across the U.S. with Bitcoin. But the large transactions where you maybe don't want to pay a $30 fee on, those need to also be looked at as well. You know, another thing too is like self-custody needs to be turnkey. And I know there are a lot of solutions being put in place, but self-custody needs to be turnkey without trust. And I think Block has taken a pretty good stab at this. I haven't used their wallet. I don't know how good it is, but I do think it is a pretty neat device. And as long as the setup is pretty easy, and I think that could be a good solution for businesses. You know, a lot of this stuff is overwhelming to new people too. So I think we really need to find that turnkey solution and, you know, provide it as a recommendation if it's vetted out and everything. So the cool thing about this Block BitKey is, in fact, think about it. Cash App, you can buy Bitcoin, you can send over Lightning, you can receive over Lightning. Cash App, you can do the spot buys, sells, you can do the direct deposit with Cash App. But also, Block owns Square. Square, they have the Square terminals. They're a great merchant network to be able to sell Bitcoin or to transact with, you know, point of sale systems. And the point I'm trying to make is it's as easy as them flicking the switch to allow for Lightning acceptances. So I think Square terminals are perfect. So if there's someone out there that has a Square terminal, there has to be a way to tie that into the BitKey with ease, and then also maybe have your Cash App connected to it as well. And your Cash App, you can have a wallet. They need to work on self-custody. It's a custodial wallet, but point I'm trying to make is that is a pretty cool thing, but there needs to be more competitors and products in this area. I know I'm talking a lot about what needs to be done and what ought to happen, and it's easy to be the guy criticizing and saying what should happen, but these are points I really want to make just to get people thinking about scaling this to the billions of people around the world and scaling it so we can use it with ease every day. We don't want a friction-filled system. We want a frictionless system that is as easy as tapping your phone on something, and then all of a sudden you can pay in Satoshis. So I understand this too, like with Bitcoin businesses, and some of them are challenging to adopt, you know, you can't help everyone. We just gotta accept that fact. You can't help everyone. You know, obviously there needs to be these kits or these solutions made for all those that are open to learning and ready, willing, able, but you're not gonna change everyone. In fact, over time, those people that don't adapt, they're going to eventually maybe come around to it, whether it's now, 5 years, 10, 20 years down the road. But we got to always be there, friendly, and offering our hand and showing them that, hey, there are solutions out there to accept. I already am well aware there are challenges, but having those solutions at the fingertip is important. Now, also, these businesses, they want ease. They do not want anything complicated, guys. In fact, they just want to sell their bracelets. They want to sell their laser tag. They want to sell their cars. They don't want anything complicated. So the minute there's friction, they're going to walk away. Now, I think like what needs to be done is there almost needs to be some type of support attached to this type of turnkey solution, because at the end of the day, people in these businesses may run into some issues. Maybe their lightning node is going down, or maybe their self-custody is having an issue, and there needs to be a solution for these people. And it can't be, oh, here you go, you're set up, and then walk away. There needs to be that level of customer support. Again, trustless, in a trustless way, because at the end of the day, these people need to know what they're getting into. And self-custody has its pros, and it's not, you know, we don't want to introduce trust to a model that should be trustless. So if it's going back to that trust-filled model, maybe it's the wrong route. So, you know, I really think that we really need to sell the businesses on an opportunity for a harder treasury solution, while also being able to save from a payment solution perspective on transaction fees. So this is like a dual type approach of a strong treasury solution and then a reduction in transaction fees on merchant interchange. And those two, addressing that head on, I think could be absolutely incredible. Now, I love this. I'm ready to get working on something like this, but I think it's important to think about what other things could you think about that maybe could cause more friction in the experience of a business trying to adopt? Do you think that maybe there's too little regulatory clarity? Do you think that maybe the marketing stuff isn't good? What are your thoughts on trying to look at things through this lens? Anyways, I really enjoyed this one. I'd love to hear your thoughts on trying to find avenues to help businesses adopt and create that type of solution that can help them, rather than a solution that maybe you set them up and then you walk away. So anyways, I'd love to hear everyone's thoughts. And again, feel free to share this video around if you liked it. I love putting these together. It's an exciting time. And I hope you all have a good rest of your day.